855-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign. Like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana. Your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. Rex Tillerson is out as Secretary of State. I'm Dave Anthony, and how do we know this? President Trump just tweeted it. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The president confirming the news of Tillerson's ouster on Twitter, writing, Mike Pompeo, director of the CIA, will become our new Secretary of State. He will do a fantastic job. Thank you to Rex Tillerson for his service. Gina Haspel will become the new director of the CIA and the first woman so chosen. Congratulations to all. The president and Tillerson have not seen eye to eye on a number of issues, including trade and the approach for dealing with North Korea. Tillerson, who formerly served as chairman and CEO of ExxonMobil, served 13 months as Secretary of State. Dave?
John, both Pompeo and Haspel would have to be nominated and confirmed by the Senate to take those jobs. The House Intelligence Committee is done with its Russia probe.
We spent 14 months on this investigation looking for collusion. We didn't find any.
Devin Nunes, the Republican chairman, will send a report today to Democrats. Led on the committee by Adam Schiff, who thinks ending the probe is premature. He calls it a tragic milestone. Dying to check out the prototypes for his much-promised border wall, President Trump will soon fly to California for the first time since taking office. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal live in San Diego.
Immigrants and their advocates here in San Diego, Dave, spent part of Monday protesting the president's visit, including San Diego Democratic Congressman Juan Vargas.
What does this president do? He builds his campaigns and he builds his presidency on racism.
A group called San Diegans for Secure Borders is protesting in support of the president and a wall near the 8 prototypes before the president lands. They argue the fencing installed back in the 90s helped stop illegal crossings, but those who oppose it say it just forces people into more dangerous territory and leads to deaths in the desert, Dave.
And the president will also hold a fundraiser in L.A. and meet with some American troops. This is Fox News, fair and balanced.
Let's see here. Fire protection?
Check.
Uniforms, mats, and restroom products?
Check.
First aid cabinets and safety products?
Check.
Great! So it sounds like we're ready to go.
No. When I said check, I meant we still need to check on all those things.
Just call Cintas. They can handle all of it. It's what they do.
Okay. Call Cintas. Check. Got it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Buying a new tractor? You owe it to yourself to visit your LS Tractor dealer. LS Tractors give you a lot more tractor for less money compared to other brands. For starters, LS Tractor comes with more select features as standard equipment. They make operating your tractor easier with better performance to get more work done quicker. Compare and you'll know who gives you more tractor for your money. LS Tractor. Excel in your field. Learn more at lstractorusa.com.
Visit Denning Automotive in Mattoon and get more tractor.
Again, our top Fox News story just developing in the last several minutes. President Trump tweeted that Rex Tillerson will be out as Secretary of State, and he will nominate Mike Pompeo, the CIA director, to take over, and the president wants Gina Haspel to become the new director of the CIA. She would be the first woman to get that job if confirmed by the U.S. Senate. In Pennsylvania, there's a special election today, and Connor Lamb just voted, presumably for himself.
We have worked extremely hard. I'm really proud of all the people who've worked with me, and I think it's going to pay off.
Now, Lamb is a Democrat trying to win a vacant seat in Congress. Republicans had held. Rick Saccone's the GOP candidate.
If we're going to implement the Trump agenda, then we have to stick with the president.
Now, here are the numbers. 40 million Americans have student loan debt, and altogether, they owe $1.4 trillion, and many are struggling, complaining of unfair collection practices and nowhere to turn for help. All this week at this time, we're focused on that, and here's part two of our series.
Alan Collins found himself underemployed and unable to pay his student loans, and he went into default. $38,000 became $80,000.
After that, it was over $100,000.
The Great Recession saw student loan default rates skyrocket, but student loans are not dischargeable in bankruptcy. The federal government holds most of these loans and is collecting interest, but Allen found rehabilitation programs costing borrowers $100,000 yield 16%.
That's a $16,000 payday for the servicer, where if that loan had not defaulted and just been a healthy loan for, you know, 10 years, they would have made only about $300.
Meaning borrowers like Allen could be forever in debt. Eben Brown, Fox News.
An update on the economy is just out, showing less inflation. Consumer prices rose 0.2% last month, down from a 0.5% increase in January. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, a chance of flurries after 9, otherwise partly sunny and breezy. Gusts up to 26 miles per hour today. High 38, 22 hour low tonight. Sunshine expected tomorrow with a high 44, down to 29. Thursday's high at 48 with the sunshine, 43 with mostly sunny conditions on Friday. Right now the temperature is at 26, feels like 19. With that wind chill, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, government can fix the student loan issue, at least the stupid penalties. If you go on default, it shouldn't double on you. I mean, that's ridiculous.
It's so bad.
You just fix that. I mean, somebody can propose legislation that says if somebody owns $36,000, it can't go to $80,000 if you default.
Right.
That's just ridiculous. You have to have penalties and stuff. Have them be reasonable. And then you work with the person saying, you know, we expect to get our money back, but we're going to work with you. You have to pay them back. You can't forgive the loans. I don't think you ought to do that, but you certainly can't do this, you know, Guido back alley mafia stuff. That's terrible. I can't believe that's not been fixed. I mean, come on, that's an easy one. All you do is read the fine print and said, okay, if I default, it can't be the egregious penalties that they're charging. It must be a penalty. I'm okay with a penalty, but you don't double and triple a guy's debt. That's crazy. That's just out of hand.
It's totally taboo, though. Whenever I approach the college finance subject, it seems like it's really touchy with people, and nobody wants to talk about it. I don't know.
Well, the people that do it will talk to you. You just got to know what you're doing. But, you know, you don't have any choices. You got to get loans, and stuff does happen where it's hard to pay it back. But it just again, it's fine if you have a penalty and the interest rate goes up a little bit. But you can control that one. You just have laws that say, you know, if you're going to loan it, you got to pay it back. And they're going to be penalties, but they're not going to be 100% penalty. Come on. I mean, that Evan Brown with this series on student loans, at $1.5 trillion. You can't even fathom how much money that is in debt for the colleges. And then you come out, no offense, but you come out with an LAS degree kind of thing, kind of general subjects, or it's just going to be hard to pay stuff back. I was a speech communications guy, and in hindsight, you know, probably should have thought more of a discipline. The disciplines pay more, but you got to do what you love, too. So it's kind of a toughie. And then my dad always said, you'll find what you love and be the best. That's great advice. But some pay more than others and better than others. And I've talked about it before. I think Parkland College is a slam dunk for 2 years. It is one of the best community colleges in the world, and you'll pay next to nothing to go there for 2 years. And you'll save about $50,000 if that has any interest for you. But why wouldn't you? It's just general stuff, and they've got great people. They have wonderful professors, and I'm a big Parkland College fan. That's a 2-year slam dunk for me. Okay, what about that screen that we're staring at for so many hours every day? Blue light from our gadgets is the leading cause of eye strain. Optometrist Dr. Albert Pang, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me this morning.
Great to have you on, Dr. Pang. What kind of strain, and is there any long-term effects here?
long-term effect, yes. We all know from lab studies that blue light emitted from devices like smartphone, like those tablets,
yeah,
will have a high frequency blue light. They can directly reach the inside of the eye to the macula, and the lab animals indicate that it can cause macular degeneration in the long term.
Really? So what is too much? I mean, we're all going to have phones and look at them, but do the studies show that after so many X number of hours, there's more damage than not?
Well, of course, when you're studying a lab animal, they have intense blue light. We are talking about continuous exposure to the blue light. But I would say, you know, there's no particular answer, like how many hours is too much. But the rule of thumb is that if you are talking about exposure to UV light outside will cause macular degeneration, then I would say indoor, when you walk indoor, you're looking at your computer, your phone, your tablet, will accumulate the problem that you expose your outside. So I would say not, instead of looking at how many hours, we should looking at what we can do to avoid or to prevent ourselves from developing macular degeneration.
All right, what can we do?
Well, first of all, we probably can look at the devices. We can, most of the device now, tablet, phone, and computer, you're able to put a light yellow screen on instead of a bright white screen. So for phone like the iPhone, you have a night shift on, I think, Android product. They have a similar device switch you can turn on to make the screen less bright, have a yellow tint to it. And that's the first thing you can do. And the second thing you can do is also, if you're using glasses, they can put on a coating that will able to reflect some of the blue light away. So make your viewing of computer, tablet, and phone a lot safer.
Very good, Albert. I appreciate it. I just lowered my dim on my iPhone as you were speaking, so thank you for that. How can people find you, Dr. Peng?
You can always look me up at the website trinityeyecare.com. And any question you can forward to me, and we'll be able to answer for your audience.
TrinityEyeCare.com. Thanks for your time, sir. Appreciate it. Dr. Albert Peng, P-A-N-G, TrinityEyeCare.com at 812. All right, ESPN 93.5, take a peek at our sports headlines. That will be coming up next.
Hi, this is Chapin Rose. For over a decade, Sammy Anderson served our community. She's chaired the Champaign County Bar Association's family law section, and she's given generously of her time to our veterans coming back from war. Sammy believes that a judge, above all else, should uphold our Constitution. I have confidence that Sammy Anderson's professional and personal experience make her a great candidate to serve as our circuit judge. Sammy Anderson's been dedicated to our community. She is my vote for circuit judge on March 20th, and I'd respectfully ask that you consider her as well.
I am Sammy Anderson, and I would like to personally ask for your vote on March 20th.
Paid for by friends of Sammy Anderson.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home, and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com.
Did you miss Game Day Spirit's Winter Stadium Sale in December? Don't make the same mistake this spring. Game Day Spirit's Spring Stadium Sale is right around the corner. You can look forward to shopping huge discounts on Illini merchandise and more on Saturday, April 7th. Game Day Spirit will have items up to 90% off and shop brands like Nike, Columbia, and 47 brand. Game Day Spirit needs to liquidate this season's inventory to make room for the hottest items this fall. Don't miss the Spring Stadium Sale, April 7th, with Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini.
The sounds of spring and the smell of flowers in the air, they all add up to Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team. That lush green lawnscape is a result of a reputation earned through consistent performance. They become your favorite through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green will service and maintain your lawnscape with seeding, aeration, fertilizing, weed reduction, disease, and insect control. Now the ease and trouble-free convenience of Spring Green's professional lawn care's full program is yours at savings of 20% for new customers. It's backed by their guarantee of satisfaction. Over 32 years of satisfied customers reflect their commitment to Champaign-Urbana and the Mattoon-Charleston area. Call Spring Green at 217-359-2111 or online at spring-green.com at 217-359-2111.
Becky Lauher, our law enforcement official of the month. Good news. I've got your next career. I know you're into photography.
Yes,
right?
I am.
And you've got to take pictures?
Yes, I do. I do pictures. I also have a photo booth that I use.
Wow. So this is going to be your new career in this.
Yeah.
You know, Stevie and I have been on the topic of phones these days and the sexting and the pictures that are sent from our young people these days. Do you cover any of that?
Generally not to our college students. I mean, obviously, we recommend that they make wise choices. We've had issues in the past where people have done that, and they've actually been what we call sextortion, where someone is now saying, claiming that they're going to show it to their friends.
Sextortion.
Yes, and they're trying to get money from them as well. So
that work? Do people give money to...
Unfortunately, they're worried about family seeing those pictures, so they do pay the money. But we recommend make wise choices when you're on the internet or using your phone.
You know, when you started, there were rotary phones.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I know.
Let's go back to the rotary phone. Please get your box out and start putting your phones in your box, everybody. Here you go. I'm going to collect them up. Go back to the rotary. Takes a little time, but
well,
it'll be okay.
And just hearing from Dr. Payne about our eyes.
There you go. All these new problems because of our technologies. Okay, 359-2255, want to text in. Here we go. Check your sports headlines at 8:16.
I was just reading about Thad Matta and his interview with Georgia.
Yeah. I mean, his issue was back. You know, he has health issues.
Oh.
Can't really move.
50-year-old Hoopston guy.
Is that all he is?
Mm-hmm.
He looks older.
Okay.
He's very successful at Ohio State. Had some really nice runs, but I think his back issue was just so debilitating. I think it really held him back. So I'm kind of surprised he's back. Maybe he fixed his back. I don't know.
Got some playing games tonight in the NCAA brackets. In case you're trying to fill them out, LIU, Brooklyn, and Radford, and UCLA and St. Bonaventure are games we can take in late this afternoon and into the evening. The women's NCAA basketball bracket has been established. UConn again at 32-0. Will they take home that trophy for the fifth time out of 6 years? Notre Dame, Louisville, Mississippi State also top seeds. Bulls and Clippers tonight, Pacers and Philadelphia 76ers. Twins sign a 1-year, $12 million contract deal with Lance Lynn.
Boy, I tell you what, this whole offseason thing when everybody was high-fiving how much money they were going to make, and Lance Lynn had an offer from the St. Louis Cardinals for $17.5 million, and he signs for $12. Now, I mean, is he bummed? Because he had $1.5 million a month. Now it's only $1 million a month. Is that going to change his life?
Right.
Don't think so.
Cards in Miami today. The Cubs have split teams. San Diego and San Francisco are in their crosshairs today. NHL action had the St. Louis Blues over Anaheim 4-2. By the way, the Illini Hockey Club has made it to the national championship in Ohio.
Well,
so they'll be playing Adrian after beating Minot 4-2 yesterday. And Doran Turchin from our Illinois baseball team, a Big Ten Player of the Week. We've been rated as number 24 now. The home opener has been moved to tomorrow against Milwaukee at 3.
Top 25 baseball team. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're of course selling our Cardinal baseball trip to St. Louis. If you'd like to join us, it's on May 5th. It's a Saturday. Sold some more yesterday. We're just about full with two buses and heading on that third and final bus soon. And heck, it's only March 13th. And we're that sold, so you probably need to make a decision if you want to join us. We'd love to have you. We are giving you a chance to win these at the U of I Meat Sales Room, running a fun promotion with our good friends there. While you're there, of course, pick up some eggs and some chicken, some steak. You want to get some nice ribeyes, go to the U of I Meat Sales Room.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you can win bus passes and tickets to our game. All you have to do is get in there and register and buy a couple steaks if you want. I would do that. I would go register and I'd buy a couple steaks.
That's right.
Maybe giveaway I'd buy 10 steaks.
Is at the end of March.
Yep.
So take note of that. Maryland and Florida, you probably go by all the time. So
might
go
as well
buy soon. When you come by our radio station to get yourself locked in, we have our U.S. 105.9 Cubs schedules ready to pick up, thanks to Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, as you get this refrigerator magnet going.
Maybe you ought to reserve those.
Okay.
They're not going to last very long.
You're right.
If you want to win, we'll call it a win. It's a magnet, but it's got all the Cub games on it from Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
And if you'd like one of those Cub Magnet schedules, just text in 359-2255. Text in Cubs, and I give you one of these. I don't have a lot of them, but I've got some. So let me know if you want a Cubs magnet, big old schedule you pop on the refrigerator. Here's your weather.
Sun's out now. We could see some flurries. We've got a high 38 expected today and 22 our low tonight. A little breezy. High 44 tomorrow with the sunshine down to 29. Sunny on Thursday, 48 the high, and 43 with sunny conditions on Friday. Right now the temperature's at 27. And ESPN 93.5.
So Cubs Magnet Schedules has every game on there from Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Text in Cubs if you want one. We'll hold it for you.
Okay.
359-2255. It is 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, you paid a little more for things last month. The government says prices at the consumer level rose 0.2% in February, matching forecasts. The increase is smaller than the January increase of 0.5%, a sign that any pickup in inflation will be gradual. President Trump is blocking Broadcom's hostile merger with Qualcomm because of national security concerns. Broadcom is based in Singapore, but plans to move its headquarters to the U.S. The Wall Street Journal says Intel is considering making its own bid for Broadcom if the merger falls through. Amazon is among stocks to follow today after Jefferies analysts predicted Amazon shares will rise to $1,850 because of its potential in advertising growth. Amazon stock closed just under $1,600 yesterday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
Mark Sheldon, Katie Blakeman, John Farney, all serve with distinction, yet none ever worked in the office prior to taking office. John Rector's opponent talks of experience, but 8 people in the clerk's office have more experience than his 3 years. John Rector has been a community leader for more than 4 decades. Rotary, Mentoring, County Board, among the many organizations that have benefited from John's leadership. On March 20th, vote for experienced leadership.
I'm John Rector. For my entire life, I've served in leadership roles in business and volunteer groups as I've tried to give back to the Champaign County community. I've done everything from coaching grade school kids, being a Rotary president, and now serving on the county board. I'm running to lead the county clerk's office. Working with the experienced staff already in place, we can protect the integrity of our election process and protect your personal data. Vote for me, John Rector, in the Republican primary election.
Paid for by Citizens for Rector.
1 hour a week, that's all it takes to make a difference in the life of a child. Contact Warren Smith in Champaign, 351-3722, or Tom Howley in Urbana, 337-0853, for information about how you can become a mentor.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at bullandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even 3 U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at bullandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. Bullandbranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
An
ESPN Radio Extra Point with Dan Le Batard and Stu Gatz.
Stu Gatz was crazed this week. And you remember that golf shot, the famous golf shot. Is it not the most famous video golf shot of Tiger Woods' career? Him following a putt, pointing at the ball, and then doing the fist into the sky. That was Stu Gatz all weekend just because Tiger was in the hunt.
To birdie that 17th hole and to hit a 45-foot putt, roughly, and he had around a 2 to 3% chance of that putt going in. Just for him to hit it, for him to pump the fist, to hear the gallery. I pumped my fist at home in my living room. I did. My wife was laughing at me. It was like, man, we missed you so much. It wasn't like cheers of respect, although we do respect how talented he is. It was like cheers of, man, we miss you. We love you. And we need you back in this game because the game is just better when Tiger Woods is playing it. It was a really cool weekend.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
McDonald's new Buttermilk Crispy Tenders are so crispy, juicy, and delicious they could pass for my own. So I will. Pass them for my own, I mean. I shouldn't be making chicken at my age, and I got things I'd rather be doing. Marianne! Do you hear that? The hot tub is calling my name.
Introducing McDonald's Buttermilk Crispy Tenders, made with all white meat chicken and no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. They're not grandma's, but she's okay with that. Participating McDonald's.
Honda, BMW, Champagne, drivechampagne.com. I just looked at the new Clarity. And it's an interesting design. They got kind of a part of the back wheel kind of covered. Anyway, it's electric and gas. So if you want a hybrid, that's Honda's version. And go test drive that thing. They'd love you to try. I would really like honking when I pass gas stations. Clarity available at the drivechampagne.com or just stop by off of Neil at Burwash. The Honda President's Award for 2017. Yep, they got that.
And that doesn't come lightly.
Well, it's
to work for it.
Very, very, very hard to get recognized as a top 10% dealer. So that's what you got here. Honda, BMW, Champagne. Go say hey to Ben Quattrone. Check out the new Clarity or one of their other vehicles. I'm a big Civic fan. I like the CRV a lot. The Odyssey's comfortable, really nice. They got a lot of stuff. Go check them out. Honda, BMW, Champagne. Congratulate them on their Honda President's Award for 2017. Pretty darn good. All right, I was reading and playing some of the American Idol stuff, and some of the highlights last night was when the very handsome construction worker came in with a crush, and it wasn't a googly thing. It was kind of like a little embarrassed and didn't really want to look at her, but kind of did, but wanted to admit that he'd had this crush on her, and she was taken back because he was very attractive. As it goes. So here's what he's saying to her.
Baby, I know you've been watching. Oh, so here goes nothing. In case you didn't know, Katie, I'm crazy about you.
Nice.
I would be lying if I said that
I can't live this protect life you from
without you. Yeah, even though I don't tell you all the time. You had my heart a long, long time ago.
That was just really sweet, and the guy could sing, too.
Yeah.
And I mentioned last hour how I'm just stunned by the amount of maturity vocally. Not the maturity of some of the, Katy Perry, same stuff.
Sure.
But when they sing, if they get in there, the squirreliest, just crazy. Like, what are you, 15? Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm.
But then they sing, and you're going, man. I mean, all of a sudden, their wackiness is gone, and they're just in it. And it doesn't sound like what it – and again, then I theorize that Tiger Woods brought a lot of golfers to the game, and there was a youth movement, and everybody's playing golf because of Tiger. Everybody's singing because of American Idol. And so these kids that are up there – are younger than the show. It's the 16th year now for American Idol. Are they 15? I thought you had to be 16 to enter. Anyway, maybe 16 by the time we were Hollywood or something. It's just mind-blowing how good people are at the younger age.
Right.
Because I sang when I was 16. I didn't sound like that. I wasn't bad, but I didn't sound like that.
I mean, but when you think of the technology, and they can YouTube lyrics to anything, and they can sing along karaoke style with their computers.
Yeah, so. but the runs they're doing, the vocal control, those aren't that easy.
You're right.
It's hard to do that so effortlessly. And it's really fun to watch how good somebody can be at such a young age. All right, we're coming back. Final segment's next. ESPN 93.5. Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Hey, Mike Claiborne here along with Chris Raby. And Chris, the favorite time of the year is here. We're getting set for Cardinal baseball.
Yeah, it's Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day presented by Ameren. Every week, December through March, maybe we can get in the running for some new contracts, Claibs.
I'm all for it. Let's get Mo getting some people signed. We've already got some new coaches.
It's going to be a busy offseason, not just for the Cardinals, but around Major League Baseball. We've got you covered with everything happening as we get ready for the regular season. It's Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day presented by Ameren on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Rex Tillerson is out as Secretary of State. President Trump announces he'll be replaced by CIA Director Mike Pompeo on Twitter, thanking Tillerson for his service. Fox's John Roberts reports.
Tillerson was asked by the president on Friday to step aside. The reason why the president wanted to make the change now is because he wanted to have a new team in place for his dealings with North Korea. Also wanted to have a new team in place for all of the trade negotiations that are going to be happening this year.
An aide tells the Associated Press Tillerson was not told why he was fired. It's special election day in western Pennsylvania with Republicans there trying to hold on to a vacated House seat. The candidate, Rick Saccone, has President Trump's support. He tells Fox,
ready to roll up my sleeves and go down there and help get that, push that agenda.
Connor Lamb's the Democrat.
This is a local race. People are voting for either me or Rick Saccone.
Fox News. We report. You decide.
Yeah. That Connor Lamb is supposed to be a moderate Democrat, and he's kind of hunky. He's 33 years old, tall, Marine, handsome. Rick Saccone, the Republican, is older, and it looks like a toupee to me. Wig. Maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, looks matter, and the Democrat is definitely better looking than a Republican if that swings anything. Anyway, it was a district Donald Trump won by 20 points.
So we're voting next week then, huh?
Yeah, we're voting a week from today in the primary in Illinois. That's a week from today, but in Pennsylvania they have a special election today. And then the results tonight, of course, Democrats expecting to win. They're up by 6 in the latest Monmouth poll to take a seat in the House. So, and Donald Trump went to Pittsburgh and did a rally for Rick Saccone. So we'll see what happens, see how it shakes out, and we'll find out. And Rex Tillerson, I think he and Donald Trump kind of were at odds for a lot of the 13 months. I imagine all the media people are scrambling to get Rex on their shows so they can dish on the Donald. I don't think Rex is going to do that. I'd be very surprised. He's kind of a classy guy, very measured in his comments. And I think he won't be one of those guys that would come out and be on CNBC or MSNBC or NBC or CBS, ABC, CNN. I think he'll be measured in all that he does. And will he write a book? Maybe. But the president asked Rex Tillerson to step down Friday. Mike Pompeo, CIA director, I think is all in for Donald Trump. And he probably wanted that for the North Korea stuff coming up and all the trade that's coming up as well. So it's Mike Pompeo nominated. Now he has to go through the Senate process of all that. That will be, coming up soon. But he'll be the acting Secretary of State, I suppose. But the nominating process and the confirmation will take some time. Okay. All right, it's 8:34, ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good with the sunshine now. We've got a chance for some flurries today. High 38, 22 our low tonight, up to 44 tomorrow, down to 29. Thursday's high with the sunshine, 48. Friday, mostly sunny, high 43, currently 27, ESPN 93.5.
Now, one more American Idol that I thought was touching was the guy... who moved to Nashville and was on his bicycle and got hit by a car. And he was woke up and said, "Where are my legs?" And they were paralyzed. And so he was there and couldn't believe it, thought his life was over, couldn't do much as far as what he thought, which, of course, isn't true. It was just a new paradigm. But as he went through rehab, one day his foot moved. And so they used that, and his, you know, his rehab to this point, he can walk now. He has braces that you use, kind of like crutches, except the hand braces where the hand goes through the circle and stuff. And he walked in to American Idol last night. His girlfriend was so loving and just sat there and listened to this.
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful?
And Katy Perry's crying because of the love that the girlfriend was just looking at her boyfriend. And,
less than 1 minute.
And they got together before or after his accident, so it wasn't like, you know, she came to him when he was paralyzed and they had known each other. So there's pure love in there, and Katy Perry's crying because of the pure love. Anyway, the kid was really, really good at this.
Isn't she pretty?
35, Tanya J. Powers, who I know could probably win American Idol. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, it's great to have you back. Okay, FCC warning, neighbors spoofing scammers placing phone calls that appear to be local. I get those. I can't stand it because it's a local cell and I pick it up.
Yes, you're not the only one.
Yeah.
I've been getting them for months. And, you know, before this warning came out, I think a lot of us answered them thinking, oh, it's a local number. Because if you haven't gotten one or if you're not sure, here's how this works. These scammers manipulate, they use technology to manipulate the phone number they're calling from so it looks like it's coming from somewhere else. So if you get a phone call, it pops up on your cell phone or your home phone or your caller ID, wherever you are. And it says the same phone, the same area code, and even the same first three digits of your own phone number.
No, I know.
Anytime.
Yeah.
You could also share another digit or two with this number. I mean, it looks really close. It looks like a local number. And a lot of us were tricked into going, oh, well, that's somebody that must I must not have their phone,
right,
their number
right.
in my phone. Maybe I should probably pick this up.
Right.
And that's what they're counting on. And the reason they're doing that is because they want to see if the number they've called, which is our number, if it's an active number or not.
Huh.
If there's somebody on the other end of the phone.
And then what do they do with it?
Then you go onto a list where you could become a target for future scam.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Because they know somebody's going to answer the phone because somebody is it belongs to someone.
It's just a test then.
Sometimes, yes. Yeah. Sometimes it's just when you answer the phone. The first couple of them that before I realized, okay, this is clearly not right. I answered a couple of them. I thought, okay, well, you know, maybe is there something wrong? Is there, you know, what's going on? Answer it, and there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
Like no noise,
yep.
Nobody speaks.
Yep.
It's just dead air.
Yep.
And you know, hello, and you hang up, and then you get another one, and another one, and they keep going. I have been getting these things for at least 2 or 3 months now.
Well, what am I to do if I don't answer? It goes to voicemail. They
right.
know somebody's there as well, so I don't.
Well, if it goes to voicemail, it's better than hanging up. A lot of times, if it rings 2 or 3 times and nobody answers,
they'll hang up.
Okay. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
But if it's not a number that you know, the FCC says don't answer it.
Really? Okay.
If it's somebody that needs you or has business with you or whatever, they will usually leave
a message. Yeah,
yeah,
that happens.
Yeah.
Because I'll get a lot I don't answer and it just says missed call and I don't know who it is. So the rule,
right.
the FCC, and there's nothing really you can do about it, right? I mean, you just don't answer. Okay.
No, and this is something that we need to make sure not only we know about, but our parents or our grandparents. Because the elderly are already a target for scammers, as it is. A lot of times, because I mean, you know, we've all, especially all of us from a certain age, have been trained to, you know, answer the phone when it rings, and this is what they're counting on, and this is why they use that kind of against us. So we need to make sure that, you know, we or get the word out to our loved ones. Hey, this is the thing that's going on. Obviously, also reiterate, anytime you get a call from somebody that says they want anything from you.
Yeah.
Information,
yep.
Bank account information, credit card information, personal information even if it sounds like it's the most off the wall thing, hang up. You know, don't try and reason with them. Don't tell them anything. Don't amuse yourself. Just hang up.
But Tanya, I want that vacation, and
you know,
it's a cruise, and it's a really good deal, and all they need is my credit card number.
You're going to get way more than that you probably did not want.
Exactly.
And this it still happens all the time. I mean, people get these calls, and, you know, you may not think about it. You may give information. Sometimes they ask for things that, you know, just appear odd, and you may answer it truthfully. Just hang up. Don't even entertain any of it. According to the FCC, that's the way to handle it.
Is hanging by your thumbs cruel and unusual? Because if anybody scammed a older person, gosh, that'd be kind of what I'd do. But that'd hurt. It'd make their thumbs longer. But that's so mean. How can you... old people? Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they target the elderly a lot. I mean, seniors are one of the number one groups
that they try
and get information.
But you're going to pay so dearly for doing that in your life. And one would hope. Well, you will. There's no doubt about that. Stevie J knows that one. You're in big trouble if you scam anybody, but particularly old people or children or anything like that. You're just going to pay dearly for that one. But it's so evil, so bad. I can't. I'm just. Okay. Tanya, we always enjoy chatting with you because you're so knowledgeable. How can people follow you?
You can follow me on Twitter if you like, at Tanya J. Powers. I haven't tweeted about this particular thing today, but I probably will post something just to, you know, so people can have a resource. You can also go to the FCC or the BBB. They've also put out warnings about this, too, if you want to send a link to, like, a loved one and say, hey, heads up, this is a thing.
Yeah, good job. Good tip. Thank you, Tanya.
Mm-hmm.
Tanya J. Powers, live from New York City, Fox News radio reporter at 8:41.
You already know Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar at the iHotel is a great restaurant. But don't forget about the bar. Fantastic drink specials and mouth-watering menu items from snacks to full meals. A nice selection of draft, craft, and domestic beers. And just about any cocktail you can imagine. Watch a game with multiple flat screens on all sides of the bar. Or grab some tables and make it a party. Drink specials daily. Plus, Houlihan's is now serving a delicious hot breakfast 7 days a week. Houlihan's at the iHotel. Check them out at the corner of 1st Street and St. Mary's Road, just south of the State Farm Center.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. I know that sound. That's a powerful turbocharged engine. And that's my phone on the available wireless phone charger. This must be the sophisticated new Honda Accord, the 2018 North American Car of the Year. Now, who wants to see me change the oil blindfolded? Anyone?
Hurry in to your Honda dealer and test drive a 2018 Accord today.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. That's the available turbocharged engine on the Honda Civic at KBB.com Best Buy.
Hurry into the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event and get 0.9% APR on select 2018 Civic models for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers today.
Offer excludes all Civic Type R models. See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lance from Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lance is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Union Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lands today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at landsinc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-467-2766. 800-467-2766. 800-467-2766.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC-certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and, of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
Here we go, sports headlines, ESPN 93.5 at a quarter till.
Well, congratulations to Doran Tertian, Big Ten Player of the Week in baseball, and our team has been ranked number 24. The home opener tomorrow at 3 against Milwaukee. That's been moved. And as far as baseball goes, the Twins signing that one-year $12 million contract with Lance Lynn. With 33 starts for the Cardinals last year. Had that Tommy John surgery, too. Cardinals, by the way, will face Miami today. The Cubs are split, some taking on San Diego and some San Francisco. We have the NCAA brackets that people are trying to fill out. And if you want to get in on the play-in games tonight and watch that, LIU Brooklyn and Radford, UCLA and St. Bonaventure. The women's basketball brackets are set with UConn, of course, number one with their 32-0 record. Notre Dame, Louisville, and Mississippi State are in the top
seed. I would like to see if UConn could win the women's national championship playing four. They say, okay, I tell you, you guys, you're 32-0. You're going to win it again. Let's put a little cheese in the game and let's make this exciting. Well, you play four, everybody else plays five, and I bet you it'd be a lot closer. Presumably they wouldn't win it, but I'm telling you, right? They're so far ahead of everybody. Play a little 2-2 zone.
Exactly. One hand behind the back.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. No, they're just ahead, and they have been ahead, and they're going to be ahead until Gino retires. So. Mm-hmm. So not much drama there. A lot of drama in the NCAA brackets. Lots of unknowns. I think Virginia, because of their defense, you just have to like them because that's not rocket science. They're the favorite. But, I mean, you know, there's a lot of good teams that get hot. I mean, it's making some three balls and a foul called at the wrong time. It was a charge. No, it was a block. You know, all that stuff. It's fun. And then there's going to be Cinderella somewhere in the Sweet 16, maybe a few.
Yeah.
Fun to watch that. And Oklahoma, who I didn't think should have even been invited to a party to look at the screening to see who gets picked, got in. And here's how that works. Oklahoma gets in as a 10, losing 8 of their last 10 games.
Right.
They're 18-13. They'll probably win two times, at least once. They probably won't beat the 2 seed, whoever the 2 seed in that bracket is. See, Oklahoma, who would they play if they won? They'd play a 2 seed because they're a 10. They beat the 7. And then the 7 plays the 2. So who's in the Oklahoma bracket after if they won the first one? It's a 2, and it'd probably be somebody like Duke or somebody. So it probably won't beat them, but I do think Oklahoma will win the first one because they weren't supposed to be in. That's how that works.
800-848-848. When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Are you frustrated with pain or previously tried physical therapy without success? The Mettler Center can help you, just like it's helped me recover from a shoulder injury. Mettler Center Physical Therapy has been transforming lives in the community for over 20 years. With their specialized manual therapy techniques, they have an over 98% satisfaction rating. Mettler Center takes pride in helping people get back to the things they love. Schedule a free 30-minute consultation today to discover if physical therapy is right for you. Visit them online, MettlerCenter.com.
You already enjoy delicious burgers and craft beer at Scotty's Brewhouse. Now stop by and try their new light and fresh spring menu. Available now through April 1st, Scotty's is offering new mouth-watering appetizers, entrees, salad, and sandwiches. Kick off your meal with an order of sweet and spicy shrimp. Then try the bluegill BLT, pasta primavera, grilled shrimp, and avocado tacos, or the unique Greek falafel salad. Hurry into Scotty's Brewhouse at 2001 South Neal Street. You don't want to miss these limited-time offerings. Scotty's Brewhouse is your craft beer sports bar.
Swing and a long one. Get up, baby. Get up, get up, get up.
Hey, Cardinal fans. Single game tickets for the upcoming season are on sale now. Plan your trip to St. Louis and be a part of the exciting action this year at Busch Stadium. The 2018 schedule features three weekend series against the Cubs, interleague play against the Royals and Indians, plus more. Your favorite players are back. Yachty, Waino, Carlos Martinez, and newest addition, Marcell Ozuna. Along with great promotional items like the championship rings, jerseys, and bobbleheads, we've added t-shirts, hats, and great kids items, just to name a few. So don't wait. Start planning your trip today to get the best seats for the best games and promotional dates.
Swinging a high fly ball into center field. Get up, baby. Get up. Get up. Three-run home run, and the Cardinals get their ninth walk-off victory.
Single game tickets are on sale now at Cardinals.com. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
You already love how convenient your debit card is. How much more would you love yours if it was rewarding too? Hi, this is Atta Durakan from First Federal Savings Bank, introducing You Choose Rewards. Every time you use your First Federal debit card, you earn points that reward you with exactly what you want. Just enroll and make the same purchases you normally do. Gas, groceries, or pay bills. Our easy-to-use rewards website helps you track points and shows you how to redeem them for fabulous rewards. Whatever you choose, visit 356bank.com. First Federal Savings Bank. Get what you want out of life. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, here you go. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 38. There's a chance for flurries. Otherwise, low 22 tonight. Make way for sunshine tomorrow. High 44, low 29. 48 the high Thursday with sunshine. Clear and a low 27 in the evening. As we wrap up the week Friday, we've got a high 43 with mostly sunny conditions. Maybe a chance of snow showers Friday night, but Saturday's high near 50 with partly cloudy conditions. Right now, we're at 30 with the sunshine. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, and again, big news is Rex Tillerson fired as Secretary of State for Donald Trump. Mike Pompeo, who's head of CIA, will be nominated to fill that role. And a woman will be the new CIA director. First time ever, a woman will be the head of the CIA.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great. And Rex is out. He said he didn't know, wasn't given a reason. But I guess you look at it, you say, you know how you sometimes work with folks and you kind of get along, but don't really. And then all of a sudden there's a big project and you're going, oh, it's going to be hard. We'd probably be better if they don't, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes, I know exactly how you feel.
Rex Tillerson was kind of that. They didn't really get along, apparently. And so now you got North Korea to deal with. And so do you want to go through the angst of, well, we disagree on a whole bunch of things. Let's get somebody that we're really on the page with because we're going to need all the energy we've got to figure out North Korea. So I think that was the reasoning behind this is that you're going to have to get Rex in the room. And
so is Mike Pompeo the new guy?
Yeah, new guy. Well, he'll be the new guy right now.
Okay.
But he's nominated. He won't be installed until he goes through the Senate hearings and all of that stuff that they go through, which takes time. And presumably, I don't know how fast you can even do a Senate hearing like that. And presumably, he'll get through, be questioned on XYZ and this and that and all that stuff. And then
at the end of the day, he'll get through because he's already your cabinet guy for the CIA. So why wouldn't he be a good Secretary of State if that's what the president wants? And he's already gone through all that. I would think it kind of, you already questioned him because he had to go through this before to be CIA. So now it's a chance to re-question him, I guess. I wouldn't think it'd be a long, long process because I think he'd get right through. So anyway, but for the North Korea project coming up, some trade stuff, he probably, I think Rex Tillerson and Donald Trump didn't get along on a lot of issues.
Rex is 65, yeah. A Texas guy, Exxon, yeah. Where he
former
excelled.
CEO. Mm-hmm. So he can go relax in Texas and enjoy all that pension stuff from
there
Exxon.
You go.
He's doing fine. He's making way more money than any baseball player. So he's done, the retirement program at Exxon has been very strong. So he'll be good. That's the big news here this morning. All right, stand by. Jeremy Warner Show is coming up next.
That'll be good.
You bet.
You can always podcast us, ESPNCU.com. Keep in touch with us on Twitter at StevieJAYFM, and I'm Diane_Ducey. And we love to reach out and hear input, 359-2255.
Yeah. Love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing world of social media. Yeah, Jeremy, what's he think of the brackets? Jeremy's on today, right?
Okay.
I had to ask
that. Official word from Austin.
Yeah, I just had a programming meeting. Thank you. Jeremy Warner, what's he think of the brackets? What's he think of spring football? How's my team? We got a transfer from Virginia Tech. Yeah. Had another programming meeting. So we got a transfer from Virginia Tech. He's a fifth-year grad guy. He was 7-for-11 last year, so he didn't play much.
Okay.
But what the heck? He's an older guy.
Sounds good.
I need that. What's Jeremy think? Stand by. That's next with Austin. Thank you, Diane.
All right. Enjoy the day.
We'll meet tomorrow. ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Meet you on Wednesday tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.
Pool for kids' sake at Old Orchard Lanes in Savoy. Friday, April 6th through Sunday, April 8th. Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Central Illinois takes team registrations at 355-2227. Pizza, drinks, prizes, plus a couple of games in your shoe rental as donors gather a minimum of $100 as you raise money for mentors and their matches. Ameren, Comcast, Bank Champagne, Dr. Lindsay Hands, inviting you to get involved. It's Bowl for Kids' Sake for Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Central Illinois. Visit bbbscil.org.
Getting tired of the winter rut? Well, learn a new sport today at Momentum Archery. Just ask Mike Wilson. He went in and found the pro shop he trusts.
The owner, Mike Nash, he's great. His bow tech is Alex. We call him Poppy. He just spends a lot of time with you. He'll set your bow up. He'll spend endless hours with you just trying to get you good. They're just super friendly group of people. Everybody that comes in there, even the guys that are coming to shoot.
Find a place that you'll fit right in. Find Momentum Archery on Route 45 in Tolono, on Facebook, or online at momentum.com.
Attention graduating Champaign County senior girls. The Women's Business Council of Champaign County wants to help you continue your education. The Jumpstart Scholarship is an annual merit-based scholarship awarded to students who are committed to using education to better their lives and that of their family and community. Deadline to apply is midnight, March 15th. See your school counselor for more information or go to wbccc.org/jumpstart.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy. When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Ben Calkins, a small business owner, a veteran, and conservative Republican candidate for the Illinois House. We need someone in Springfield who will confront the career politicians who are attacking our Second Amendment rights, taking better care of illegal aliens and criminals than our disabled and elderly, and taxing us out of Illinois. I'll stand up for our conservative principles and can't be bought by special interest groups. Please vote for me, Dan Calkins, on March 20th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Calkins.
Hey, it's
It's me from Clark Plumbing. I saved the princess. Now I'm here to save you money on your plumbing and heating needs.
Power up. Save time and money with Clark Plumbing and Heating. Whether it's residential or commercial plumbing, Clark Plumbing and Heating know how to get the job done, and they'll help their customers save coin. Don't be a turtle and hide in your shell. Call Clark Plumbing and Heating. They'll be in their carts in no time and at your door to solve your problem. Clark Plumbing and Heating. 356-5356. That's 356-5356. Or clark-plumbing.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Chapin Rose. For over a decade, Sammy Anderson served our community. She's chaired the Champaign County Bar Association's family law section, and she's given generously of her time to our veterans coming back from war. Sammy believes that a judge, above all else, should uphold our Constitution. I have confidence that Sammy Anderson's professional and personal experience make her a great candidate to serve as our circuit judge. Sammy Anderson's been dedicated to our community. She is my vote for circuit judge on March 20th, and I'd respectfully ask that you consider her as well.
I am Sammy Anderson, and I would like to personally ask for your vote on March 20th.
Paid for by Friends of Sammy Anderson.
Join the Twin City Theater Company as they present Nonsense 2, The Second Coming, March 16th through the 25th at the Soto Theater in downtown Champaign. The Little Sisters of Hoboken, you know, those humble nuns with a touch of showbiz, return in style with Nonsense 2.
That you want to be a nun.